So hello audiobo, just here preparing for my piano exam on Saturday, and I'm working through the second scherzo by Chopin, and I just thought I'd talk to you a little bit about some of my favourite bits. There's always been a debate about this piece, whether it's been in B-flat minor or in D-flat major, which has got the same number of flats. B-flat minor or D-flat major, but it's got the same number of flats, but obviously they're different keys, even though they're related, because obviously it starts in B-flat minor, nice and dark. And it keeps going like that. And then the bridge into what I consider to be one of the main themes, it starts off on a bottom C-sharp and a top F. You go that note, which starts kick starts this, and it also is what ends the whole piece. Yeah, that's the end. And so many people think it's probably whether it's got it's what they call tonal dualism, whether it's in two keys, B flat major or B flat minor or C sharp. And then you've got this bridgey bit, which goes. And this is the gorgeous tune. This is the beautiful thing. He keeps repeating that tune, but in a different key. Remember, you had, and then you have, why does he make it sound different? The left hand's still doing these arpeggiated figures. And as it was doing, but it changed from being a chord, so more than two notes at a time. You know, chords. And then when you have this melody, love it. It's very, very pure, because you've just got that one note in the right hand. Okay. Oh, one thing I meant to say about this bridge a bit. Bear it in mind, because it comes back and it becomes very important later on in the piece. Anyway, so you have this main melody. Just embellished a little bit more. And you have the little cadenza bridge coming up now. Oh, let me do that again. Or something like that. And that ends the whole section. And then the whole section again repeats, but with a few little subtle changes. Like, for example, you have the first time around, you have, and the second time around, you have. So it's the same thing, but he just adds in a few extra notes, so that you have to repeat the whole section again. Anyway, after this big cadenza bit, and then you have the what they call the trio section, and you have this really beautiful chorale-like thing. You can just imagine Polish singers, you know, singing this away. And then you have, this is a scherzo. So a scherzo originally comes from the Italian of a joke, but this is quite dark and it's got sort of a lot of dark overtones. But definitely the scherzando bits, the jokey bits, come out here in places like this. See, it's like I like it, and it's got all these kind of little things. And again, as Chopin does, he repeats the melody. But he just adds that little extra few notes again to just make it a little bit more interesting. And after we have this scherzando again, now we come in with one of the central themes, probably the second subject we could call it, after having this main, and then we have the second subject in the key of C sharp minor, which becomes very, very prominent later on when Chopin basically develops all these themes. He plays around with them and extends the piece, and this is probably really, really beautiful. And it goes like this. Second subject, and then it becomes very, very prominent after the development section. But first, before that, he comes over them on the bridge, which is like got a, it's kind of a waltzy thing, and you've got a left hand. Sorry, I got cut off there because a phone call came through. But you've got this waltz thing in the left hand. It's almost like a, people call it like a little gypsy waltz, and you've got a really fun bit in the right hand. And all of that goes on, and then you've got... And then you have this... Then you have all these kind of same things. And so he keeps developing it like this. And then again, the second subject comes in after a while. And it all the way down until we go... And then we have a reprise of the beginning. And you have all of the beginning section, and then you have, and then you have all of this leading into the coda. The coda is like the added-on bit. Again, you have that opening bridge theme, and then you have more and more and more bridge music. It gets all very, very passionate, and that is, albeit a little bit rushed, but the end of the second scherzo by Chopin. So I hope you've enjoyed my little boo on this very, very favourite piece of mine, which I'm playing on Saturday. Thanks for listening. Bye.